the ball out, knowing where he was going to go, and their receivers did a great job of catching the ball. You know, at the end, you know, there's a couple calls that are in question, but, you know, maybe the refs should get fined too.
Pressure off in some ways, I mean, all the unbeaten talk and whether you guys are doing that. Now that you lost, I mean, is this kind of time for you guys to refocus? And
yeah, we got about 3 days to refocus because we play on Thursday. And honestly, the way I feel right now, I wouldn't care if we played tomorrow. You know, I don't think it'll be a hard thing for this team to do, refocus. We've been a focused team all week, all year. We're 10-1, and like I say, the competition is playing catch-up. But a lot of those teams, they have their mind in playoff mode, you know, jockeying for position. And I guess since we, you know, we're sitting so high, maybe, you know, we didn't come out with the same intensity as a hungry New York Jets team. But don't worry about it. We're right back. We plan to be right back where we were in the beginning of the year.
You want another crack at them again?
I mean, if they handle their business, they might, you know, get a chance to play us again. The AFC playoffs are going to come through Tennessee regardless, you know. Take a note because, you know, this feeling is not sitting well with this team, and that's cool. But we know there's a lot more football to play, and we're ready to turn up the heat.
You get the feeling, I mean, especially against the New York team, that all the questions are going to start coming out about this team. Maybe they weren't as good as...
Yeah, that's fine. You know, the Jets are the greatest team in the earth. You know, I know how New York media does, you know, let them do what they do. But, you know, at the end of the day, there's five more games left. You know, we still we're fighting for playoff position just like everybody else now. That's our mentality. We're not holding the lead. We're trying to, you know, take the lead. You know, we're not worried about it. We're going to come out and play great football the rest of the year.
Did it make it more difficult? I know you guys think that no matter how many snaps you're on, you should get them off. But almost 80 snaps today. Is that too many for a Brett Favre team?
Nah, we played more than 80 before. You know, we just didn't play good football. We didn't play, you know, good defense for 80 snaps. You know, like I say, they were able to do things on first down that we're not, you know, used to. But that's football. That's football. You know, they kind of were on point today, and we weren't. You know, we were off, and you know, now we're 10-1, and hopefully on Thursday we'll be 11-1.
So. How much of Favre had to do? He gets that ball out.
I mean, he's Brett Favre, so you know, he's the quarterback. He had a lot to do with it. You know, they had those three-step drops going, and you know, they, like I say, Coach Schottenheimer, he had a great game plan defensively. You know, we made some mistakes, and, you know, it just didn't go our way today. But that's fine. You know, I don't think anyone on this team is pleased with the turnout, and that's what the good thing is. You know, we can make corrections and get better. We've been making corrections and getting better off wins, so it's good that we finally – well, it's not good, but now we finally have a loss to go off of, I guess.